Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Gail Simone's X-Men releasing 18 issues. Ed Piskor exhibit postponed. Jim Lee to draw one last Batman story. This is Comic Book Club News for April 1st, 2024. Today is April Fool's Day. Or is it? No, it is. And in honor of this special, terrible day, we've got two true stories for you, and one is a lie. See if you can guess which is which. Let's kick it off with some news reported by Popverse directly from Gail Simone's Spotlight panel at WonderCon 2024. According to Simone, her new Uncanny X-Men title will release 18 issues in its first year. This means you'll get a new issue of Uncanny every 2 to 3 weeks. While we don't know if artist David Marquez will be drawing all of these issues, or if fellow launch titles, X-Men and Exceptional X-Men, will be running on the same schedule, Simone did drop some more details about her book. Specifically, she noted that the book will be a Southern Gothic tale set in Louisiana, in a house obtained by Gambit for the team. They'll be introducing 4 new young mutants in the title who have powers based on, quote, hidden disabilities, versus things like, quote, popping claws. And all the X-Men books will have their own continuity. You don't need to read one to enjoy the other. Oh, and Simone joked that she picked the, quote, most kissable ones for her X-Men team. Yeah, Gail, joked. An upcoming exhibit of cartoonist Ed Piskor's art has been postponed indefinitely after allegations of misconduct and grooming came to light, as previously reported here on the podcast. As reported on March 25 by the Pittsburgh City Paper, the planned exhibition was scuttled after a social media user posted years of sexually tinged messages that were sent to her by Piskor from age 17 on. Others have posted similar accounts since of behavior from Piskor, leading to the hip-hop family tree and X-Men grand design creator deleting his social media accounts and briefly taking his YouTube channel offline. A spokesperson for the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust told the Pittsburgh City Paper by email, quote, "The Pittsburgh Cultural Trust learned yesterday of allegations of misconduct made by an individual against artist Ed Piskor, whose work was scheduled to be on exhibition at the 707 Penn Gallery starting April 6, 2024. The trust takes the allegations very seriously and has decided to postpone the exhibition indefinitely." Local ABC affiliate WTAE also reported on the exhibition's cancellation, adding a statement from Piskor's defense attorney, Phil D. Lucente. Quote, "The age of consent in Pennsylvania, notwithstanding corruption of a minor, is 16 years old. This is really one of those situations that in this cancel culture, what happens is you're canceled before the insinuations are determined as fact or fiction. Respectfully, Mr. D. Lucente, shut up. This is not the fault of cancel culture or whatever. It's the fault of Piskor. And Piskor alone. It is misconduct, grooming, it is wrong. And it happens far too often in the comic book industry and society at large. Piskor has clearly pulled this sort of thing with multiple women, and I would guess more women that have come out publicly, based on previous instances of this sort of grooming and misconduct. All editorializing aside, as of this recording, Piskor has yet to make a statement. Sketched reports that publisher Fantagraphics, quote, has no future projects in the work with him, but the outlet also notes they may just not be working on any projects with Piskor. More on this as it develops. Jim Lee is promising he will draw one last Batman story. The news comes via French YouTuber Thomas Riviere, who asked Lee if he'll come back to Batman during a signing in, get this, France. Said Jim Lee, as reported by Bleeding Cool, quote, I can promise you one more story. I don't know if it'll be cool, but you can determine that. The current chief creative officer of DC, Lee has drawn Batman many times before, in Batman Hush, All-Star Batman and Robin the Boy Wonder, and Batman Europa, among many, many others. As for what this upcoming Batman story could be, and whether it will be cool or bleeding cool, that's TBD. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And none of these stories were fake. Ha ha! Got you so bad, April Fools. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.